Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
A gas crunch this morning as nervous drivers line up and fill up. Right now, tanker trucks full of fuel are on the road with some relief. Ahead, we have team coverage showing you where drivers are already waiting at the pump.
Plus, we're following breaking news out of Fayetteville. A van crashed into a house and the driver was found then shot to death.
And we're monitoring a CDC meeting where the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine is expected to get the green light for use in kids ages 12 to 15. A lot to tell you about on this Wednesday morning. We are glad you're with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here. A little hiccup in the program as far as the weather is concerned. Elizabeth Gardner and the WRL Severe Weather Center. Some parts of our area are going to get some rain here this morning.
That's right. So far this morning, it's been up near the Virginia line. But watch this wave. You can really start to see it lifting northward. The duration of rain is going to be pretty extensive for us today. But the amounts of rain that we see in the rain gauges may be more on the minimal end of the spectrum. We take a look at Sanford. You can see gray skies. It's a little breezy across the viewing area. But not much rain has moved in just yet. Take a look at Futurecast. You'll see the timeline. By 7 o'clock, that rain's really starting to spread in. And then a solid shield of rain across the area from 9 o'clock all the way till about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. After that, we gradually begin to see it shifting out of our viewing area by, say, 4 or 5 o'clock. We'll see some clearing overnight. So that's issue number one. Issue number two, it's going to be really chilly. We've already seen our highest temperature for the day, and that was in the upper 50s. Right now, 58 Southern Pines, 55 Goldsboro, 52 in Roxborough. So temperatures haven't started to fall dramatically yet, but look at this. By 10 a.m., we're in the low 50s. By lunchtime, around 50, and then into the upper 40s through the afternoon. So you're definitely going to feel more comfortable, at least me, in a coat this afternoon. But I'll show you why this won't last too long coming up, Brian.
We're following some breaking news right now in northern Wake County. We have a crash on Creedmoor Road at Old Creedmoor Road. This is not too far from Falls Lake. We are seeing some heavy delays starting to show up on that northbound side of Creedmoor Road heading away from 98 up toward Old Creedmoor. Sky 5 is in the air on the way to that crash. Hope to have more details for you pretty shortly. At this point, we're not seeing any other problems around the triangle. Want to talk about wet roads this morning. Elizabeth showed us those showers along our border counties, certainly leaving behind some wet conditions in places like Roxborough, Oxford, and Henderson over toward Warrenton. And we're watching the rain coming in from the south as well this morning, parts of southern Hope County. We're starting to see some wet roads there. Gas, of course, on everybody's mind coming up in just about 15 minutes. I'm going to show you a tool on WRAL.com that could lead you to where there is still fuel available.
Places that were closed when you went to bed may be open now. Fuel deliveries continued throughout the night. A tanker brought more gas to this Exxon right here on Western Boulevard around midnight. It didn't take long for the lines to form from there. WRAL's Casey Cunningham is live on site there. And Casey, you have watched this line grow for the past couple of hours now.
And in the last 30 seconds, Jeff, the line just disappeared. That's because this is what we're seeing. The Handy Hugo's Exxon here off Western Boulevard and Kent Road out of gas. You'll see Francis out here. He's walking around with these yellow bags, putting them on the pumps right now. Boy, it didn't take long. As you mentioned, we saw a refuel truck here around 12:30. Lines grew pretty quickly, starting shortly after then. We've been talking with a lot of delivery drivers out here, a lot of people who say, if you don't need gas, don't get it. There are a lot of people who rely on gas for their jobs. Listen to this.
I see people with like 50-gallon drums filling up. I see people doing, like, do you really need all that? Like, I mean, this is, some of us, this gas is, this is how we make our living. We don't just have to worry about just driving to work. We have to worry, this, our cars are our work.
Tough to see, and in the last 30 seconds, I mean, the line disappeared here because the gas is gone. So here's what I'm working on now, and that's finding gas for you if you need it. We're seeing some luck with people going on Gas Buddy to try and figure out whether there's gas at certain places around the triangle. So you'll see the reports here. We also have a link to this on WRAL.com. We're hearing from the governor, too, this morning, saying don't top off if you don't need it. And if you're seeing places where they're price gouging, make sure to let his office know. Casey Cunningham, WRAL News. We're live in Raleigh.
AAA is reporting a jump in gas prices today versus yesterday. In Raleigh, gas prices are up by 5 cents at $2.79 a gallon. And the same increase was reported in Durham, the cost around $2.83 a gallon. And in Fayetteville, gas is up by about 8 cents at $2.79 a gallon.
The White House has launched what's called an all-of-government effort to help with the fuel concerns as people rush to get gas. A federal waiver is in place allowing fuel delivery drivers to bypass typical restrictions. They can now operate during more hours to get fuel to states that need it.
Today, we expect to learn when the Colonial Pipeline will be fully back online. Leaders are working to restore operations after a cyber attack shut down the pipeline on Friday. WRAL's Naya Harden is live this morning at a Colonial Distribution Center in Selma, where fuel tankers are filling up. An encouraging sight, Naya.
It is. We've been here since 4:30 this morning, and we have seen these tanker trucks come in and go out. They are trying to get this fuel out as quickly as they can. Experts say the central and eastern part of our state primarily depends on the Colonial Pipeline for fuel. Yesterday, WRAL Sky 5 captured tanker trucks filling up one of the busiest pickup spots along the 5,500-mile line is right here in Selma. This map shows how the fuel comes to Selma from Houston. They say they've had to step up their aerial patrols of the pipeline as well. Naya Harden, WRAL News, Selma.
Several counties in our area are taking steps to conserve the fuel they already have. Onslow County government restricted its 350 county vehicles to essential travel this morning. Wayne County government says it is asking non-emergency departments to avoid unnecessary travel and to take other steps to save fuel. And counties in the Wilmington area are already asking drivers to conserve fuel and not to panic buy at the pumps.
And remember, you can find the availability of gas in our area by going to WRAL.com. Maybe more importantly, the availability, not just the price. Just search for Fuel Tracker and put in your zip code. And coming up at 6:15, how the gas frenzy could have a trickle-down effect on businesses making critical deliveries.
Today, a CDC panel is expected to greenlight Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for kids 12 to 15 years old. You'll find that meeting streaming live on WRAL.com. That starts at 11 a.m. The FDA already authorized the vaccine for emergency use for children in this age group. Pfizer's trial showed it was 100% effective in stopping symptomatic infections. With demand for the COVID vaccine dropping, the largest vaccine clinic in Wake County is closing. Today is the last day to get a shot at PNC Arena in Raleigh. Wake County is shifting its doses to smaller locations across the county. This week, a new clinic in Fuquay Varina opened up. Next week, a clinic in Zebulon will start giving out shots.
It was a quiet night in Elizabeth City as the family of Andrew Brown Jr. described the body cam footage of a community still in the dark. The family got to see 20 minutes of body cam footage showing the moment Brown was shot to death by Pasquotank County deputies. Attorneys for the family say Brown was sitting in his car as deputies made their way to his home. They say he appeared to be surprised and noted that his hands were visible at all times. They call the shooting unjustified. The sheriff says the video included moments of deputies attempting to serve an arrest warrant and rendering aid to Brown before paramedics arrived.
What we saw on that video was an unjustified killing. What we saw on that video is something that we believe also denotes further investigation and does have some criminal liability.
We will continue to be transparent as the law allows, as we await results from the independent investigation.
I'm not finna lie to kids.
Demonstrators continued to march for justice, calling for the 2 hours of body cam video to be released to the public. Attorneys are calling for the county DA to recuse himself from the investigation.
Today, House Republicans are expected to remove Representative Liz Cheney from her leadership position as the party's conference chair. Cheney took to the House floor saying she stands firm in her criticism of former President Trump and his false election claims.
I will not sit back and watch in silence while others lead our party down a path that abandons the rule of law and joins the former president's crusade to undermine our democracy.
Possibly taking Cheney's place, Representative Elise Stefanik of New York.
I'm Brett Neese, live in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. You're seeing crews tow away a minivan that they found crashed into a house on this street. And first responders, when they got here, they found the man inside shot multiple times. Coming up after the break, I'll tell you all about it.
Plus, a couple steps up to save a historic landmark and give it new purpose.
We really wanted to make it happen and save the house and open it to the community.
So in our morning original, the new boutique hotel attracting new visitors to the capital city.
What a day today. We'll see rain and very chilly temperatures, feeling more like January as we fall through the 50s and into the 40s for this afternoon. It's just today. After that, we'll start to see warmer temperatures and a fairly pleasant weekend. I'll show you why we're going to see such cool temperatures today coming up.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, the Weather 8 certified most accurate forecast.
It is 6:12. Starting to see more of this rain moving up from the south. As we get through the next hour, say 7 to 8 o'clock, we'll see all of that rain spreading northward across our viewing area. It's going to make for the second half of the commute to be pretty messy, and then that rain sticks with us for the rest of the day. There have been a few light showers up near the Virginia line. Those are beginning to dissipate a little bit. Take a look at our rain chances. They really ramp up between 9 and 10 and then back down between 2 and 4 o'clock. So late morning, midday is when we'll see the bulk of the rain. The amounts of rain that we see out of this are probably not going to be that impressive. We'll take a look at that coming up in just a few minutes. It is gray out there right now. We're looking at temperatures in the mid-50s. The big story of the day is the cool temperatures. As kids are coming home from school, temperatures will be back into the 40s.
Breaking news out of Fayetteville. Around midnight, a minivan crashed into a house. Then the man in the driver's seat was found shot to death. Brett Nace is following the story in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Brett, this is now a homicide investigation.
It is, Renee, and crews actually just towed away that minivan. I'm going to step behind the camera and give you a closer look at the home that it crashed into. This is Everina Avenue here in Fayetteville, and you can see those are the homicide detectives in front of this home. There's some of the debris scattered in the front yard from where that car went off the road. Right now, those detectives are trying to figure out, was this man shot before the car crashed or after the car crashed? And we want to show you some video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, the scene overnight as well. They had most of this street blocked off for several hours. They are still out here investigating and collecting evidence. I'm working to find out who this man is. So far, police have not named any suspects. Live in Fayetteville, Brittany, WRAL News.
Micaiah Thurman here in the WRAL Live Center. About 15 minutes ago, we got new video in from Israel. And this, after the death toll is rising in Gaza and Israel, and what's being called the most intense clashes in years. Here's what we know so far, that the Gaza Health Ministry says the death toll from Israeli airstrikes has now climbed this morning to 43 Palestinians, including 13 children. Israel carried out hundreds of airstrikes in Gaza this morning, and Palestinian militants fired multiple rockets as well. This, of course, a very tense situation. You can see even clashing with police. Back to you.
Starting today, Durham Public Schools is suspending in-car driver's education courses until further notice. It's because of the gas shortage. School leaders will continue to monitor the situation and will update students and parents when in-car training can start up again.
The gas frenzy is sending reverberations through many industries that rely on fuel to keep business moving and deliveries on time. Prescription drug delivery services and nonprofits say for now they're okay, but they're fearful that if the situation doesn't resolve itself soon, they'll be in a bind. Nonprofit Durham Rescue Mission travels to many grocery stores daily to pick up day-old food to feed the hungry.
When you're feeding about 400 people a day, three meals a day, It takes a lot of food to feed all those people. So it's really critical for us to keep our trucks going. And we're going to be in a real world of problems if we aren't able to get gas.
And Hayes Barton Pharmacy in Raleigh delivers prescription drugs to 40 to 60 clients. They tell us they will use their personal fuel to make deliveries if they need to.
The pandemic temporarily slowed down one couple's dream of transforming a Civil War-era mansion into a boutique hotel. In our morning original, Deborah Morgan explains that now with the pandemic restrictions lifting, the timing couldn't be better.
For years, iron gates turned people away from the vacant, damaged home at 308 Boylan Avenue. Passersby wondered, what would become of historic Montford Hall?
I was working downtown, so I was walking by this house every day to work. And I've always loved old architecture. And I had always been in the mindset of starting my own business one day.
Sarah and Jeff Shepard have lived in Boylan Heights for several years. Now, they also own the mansion built in 1858, now called Heights House Hotel.
You know, there really isn't anything like this in Raleigh.
Shepard worked with expert builders and designers to repair and restore the home, but with a new purpose.
And for Jeff and I, who love to travel and stay at places like this, we're like, we need something in Raleigh that we would want to stay at somewhere else.
Highlights include an impressive front entrance.
Yeah, I love walking in there every day and looking up at the stained glass.
The Shepherds recently hosted an outdoor wedding and are now booking overnight guests into these beautiful rooms. The city should benefit as well.
Yeah, we're so close to so many things that we hope this is a great focal point for their stay, and then they get to explore what downtown Raleigh has to offer.
Deborah Morgan, WREL News.
Determined to be good neighbors, too. In addition to hosting hotel guests and weddings, the Shepherds plan to invite guests for breakfast or evening cocktails, as well as host neighborhood and community events. For more information about the Heights House Hotel, you can go to WREL.com. Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center right now with what is ahead, Elizabeth.
That's right. Interesting day today. The biggest thing that you'll notice that's unusual is the very chilly temperatures that we're going to see. We're going to see temperatures dropping into the 40s this afternoon. It will also rain on top of that, making it feel awfully miserable for a good bit of the day. After that, skies will clear tonight, but our temperatures will remain cool. Thursday and Friday morning, temperatures will be down into the 40s, but the afternoons will start to feel better, and we're looking at a pleasant weekend with warmer and drier conditions. Here's a look at what's happening right now. We had a cold front slide southward. We have a wave of low pressure that's riding along that front, starting to feed some moisture up into our portion of North Carolina. The heaviest rain that we'll see today will only be a quarter to half an inch, and it's likely to be in our southern counties. Of course, that's where most of the moisture is coming from. By the time we get to 8 or 9 o'clock this morning, we start to see the coverage of rain really across the entire viewing area. But from Raleigh northward, the amounts will be fairly light, a quarter of an inch or so. It may be a little heavier down to the south. No thunderstorms with this. It's a very stable pattern that we'll be in, especially with these chilly temperatures. We started this morning with temperatures in the mid to upper 50s, and from here, temperatures will fall as we head through the day. Skies will begin to clear late this afternoon into this evening, but that will continue to allow the cold air to spill in, and it will be very chilly for us tomorrow morning. We take a look at our hour-by-hour rain chances, and the rain chances really pick up between 7 and 8 o'clock and start to taper off between 2 and 3 o'clock. Looking at a 60% chance of rain, but the amounts of rain that we see are going to be fairly minimal. We take a look at what's going to be happening as we head through the afternoon and evening, where you see that low moving on out and taking that rain along with it. Another low moves in, but this high pressure system will keep that rain down to the south for the most part. We have a little chance for rain on Thursday and Friday, and then a much nicer weekend with warmer temperatures and drier conditions. This is a look at what we could see just really today, a quarter to a half an inch in the south, and maybe a tenth to a quarter of an inch in the north. And our, of course, 50% chance, 50 to 60% chance of rain for this afternoon, and a very slim chance late Thursday into early Friday. Grass pollen is up there now, Thursday and Saturday in particular. On Friday, those grass pollen counts may drop off just a little bit. Take a look at this 7-day forecast. From upper 50s this morning, we'll fall through the 50s on down into the 40s, and then tomorrow morning, just 42. That's going to be chilly. That's coat weather in my book. But after that, we begin to warm up, and it'll be fairly dry through the weekend, too. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Brian?
All right, we're following some breaking news, Elizabeth, as we check WREL traffic. A crash on the northern side of Wake County on Creedmoor Road at Old Creedmoor Road. We're hearing that there are injuries involved in this crash, and we are seeing some delays in that area. Sky 5 on the way. Hope to have some live pictures for you here before too long at the scene out there just south of Falls Lake. As we take a look around the rest of the triangle right now, we have a disabled vehicle reported on Crosslink near Rock Quarry Road in southeast Raleigh, but major routes elsewhere are looking pretty good. If you are looking for gas, check out WREL.com's fuel tracker. The people at Gas Buddy, we partnered with them, and their users are reporting where people are finding that the gas is out or where there are maybe some limited fuel options, and they've put them all on a map there. You can search for your area at WREL.com. Just enter fuel tracker in the search box. Could save you some time. Back to you.
Thanks, Brian. We are on the road this morning tracking where you can find gas if you need it. WREL's Casey Cunningham has a live report coming up at 6:30.
And the interruption in supply is quite frustrating for drivers. We'll take you to Knightdale, where tempers flared at this packed gas station.
Here are the winning lottery numbers. Pick 3, 2, 3, and 9. Pick 4, 4, 6, 9, and 4. Carolina Cash 5, 11, 18, 19, 34, and 38. The double play draw, 2, 16, 18, 29, and 38.
And coming up on today, Savannah Guthrie will anchor from Washington, D.C., where the GOP is poised to demote Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Back here at 624 with breaking news, Sky 5 has arrived over the scene of that crash in northern Wake County, Creedmoor Road at Old Creedmoor Road, just south of Falls Lake. You can see at least three vehicles involved in this crash, and we are told there are injuries here. It is blocking Creedmoor Road right there at Old Creedmoor Road, and unfortunately, there are not too many great alternate routes up there in that fairly rural part of Wake County. So if you use Creedmoor Road just south of Falls Lake, expect a detour, allow some extra time. We're still working in the newsroom to find out more about that crash and when they hope to have all of that cleared up.
And as we come up with 625 right now, keep Brian Schrader in position with what is trending, Brian.
Yes, Jeff. Instagram allowing people to add pronouns to their profile. The app is creating a new featured section. Instagram's move appears to be widely celebrated on social media. Many users are encouraging other social media sites to follow suit.
And they're encouraging folks to also add to the list, make suggestions for some of those pronouns, because they have four now. You have a list of four to that they want you to choose from.
Allows people to clearly establish who they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, pronouns are in wide supply there. Gas, though, in short supply. Chick-fil-A dealing with a sauce shortage. This shook my foundations this morning when I read this. Company placing new limits on the number of free sauces you can get because of supply chain issues.
But Brian, if you need Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A, at my house, we have a drawer full of Polynesian sauce because my husband saves all of them. Every time I'm like, why do we have
Seriously?
To save all of them? He's going to say because of this.
For
He's
going to
be like,
this.
I told you so.
I've saved some of them. I'd come over, but I don't have any gas. Sorry. Tonight, Brian, thanks. Tonight, we will learn who the Carolina Panthers will play to open the 2021 season.
The NFL is unveiling the full regular season schedule for all 32 teams at 8 p.m. NFL kickoff weekend starts September 9th.
And the fans have spoken. North Carolina A&T senior Victor Solomon is among the top nine contestants on The Voice. Solomon is moving on to the next round after his first live performance. He received a standing ovation from all four judges. Don't miss Solomon's journey Monday and Tuesday nights on WRAL. And of course, Coach John with his
tough moment tonight. I'm Casey Cunningham. We are live on the road this morning as we're noticing a few gas stations out of gas. Up next, what we're finding, where there are lines, where there's gas. I'll give you all the information coming up next.
And new this morning, what could be headed your way from the Selma Fuel Distribution Center.
Things will be flipped around today. Instead of seeing warming temperatures this afternoon, we will see a cool down. Rain will be steady for a good bit of the day. At lunchtime, 51, and then we're into the 40s. I'll talk about what's behind this unusual pattern coming up.